Good morning. Welcome in for prayer time here on WHCB. Today I want to get into God's Word, and I hesitate in one sense because, not to get into God's Word, but to get into this portion of God's Word, because we hear so many sermons on the resurrection and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But what better thing is there to talk about? What better thing is there to minister about, to preach about, to teach people about? I want to go to John chapter 17, and these are the words of the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ as he was praying for us. And I want to call your attention to just a portion of it. This is so deep. In fact, I've got a book that I wrote many, many years ago called Prayers Jabez Didn't Pray, and this is one of them that's outlined in there. And it's probably 20 pages or something in the in that book of commentaries about this one prayer, and it could have gone on for a whole book. Because this is Christ praying for you and praying for me. And this is just amazing. It's just amazing. In John chapter 17, this is prior to his going over the brook Kidron and offering himself to the temple guards that were coming out to take him. Before he gave himself to Judas, as it were, who was betraying him, he prayed. And we read in verse 1 of John 17, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me." Now listen to this very carefully. Verse 9, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was in the world, with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that this scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Now let's stop there for just a moment. Christ has given us a key here. Even his prayers were teaching times. Everything that we can study of Jesus Christ, we should study. And here he says, we're not of the world, we're of Christ. The world hates us because we're not of the world. Don't be surprised when the world hates you, when they despise you, when they use you maliciously. And they do it all the time. They abuse us as Christians. And they do it in subtle ways. They do it in nasty ways. They do it in not so subtle ways. And Christ says, don't expect anything else. And then he says, as you sent me, so I'm sending them. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they might also be sanctified through the truth. And what did he say in verse 17? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So what should we do? Study the word. Now notice verse 20. Christ is praying, neither pray I for these alone, that is, those that are gathered there, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's you and me. Christ was praying for us here, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them, thou in me, and that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared them unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I pray not only for these, but I pray for these that you're going to give me through the word of these. Oh, how powerful his prayer was and is, even to this very moment. My friend, we have much lying before us. We've got much to do today. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us as you do. We thank you for the word that we've read here in John 17 and the prayer of Jesus Christ for us. And thank you for giving us this glimpse into our Savior's love for us. Father, thank you that Jesus Christ is risen, and he's risen indeed. We ask for you to make provision for us. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.